The battle for the White House this year may depend upon a dozen or so states whose margin in 2000 were within an eyelash. Come November, states such as Wisconsin, which Al Gore carried 4 years ago by just 0.2% of the vote, will be crucial. NPR's Don Gagne was with President Bush this week in the Badger State and has this report.
There is not much chance that Wisconsin voters will feel neglected this election year.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming President George W. Bush.
Great job.
This is Appleton, Wisconsin, a small town about 2 hours north of Milwaukee. The president was here earlier in the week to talk about the economy, especially tax cuts past, and he hopes tax cuts future. He painted a very upbeat economic picture, saying that after recession, terrorist attack, war, and corporate scandal, we've come through. He promoted trade, noting that Wisconsin cheese is being sold in France. Mr. Bush didn't mention the state's loss of 80,000 manufacturing jobs since he took office, but he did acknowledge that a lot of people are looking for work.
That's a problem we face today for some workers. This is called a period of transition. That's an economist's word for things aren't going too well for you. And I understand that. I understand that people are worried about the job they have.
Ask University of Wisconsin political scientist Donald Kettle what's the most important thing to voters here, and he says the economy. Ask him what's second most important, and he answers again, the economy.
People are trying to figure out what it is that they feel. There is, I think, in Wisconsin, in lots of places, a kind of deep anxiety that things just aren't quite right. This basic question that they ask in political polls, is the country moving in the right direction?
And polls show that fewer than 50% here think it is. Last week, Labor sponsored an event in Manitowoc, a small town where a factory closing last fall cost 900 jobs. 57-year-old Ron Larson was there. He works part-time as a home inspector, having lost his job as a computer technician 3 years ago. It's the kind of work companies are now shipping overseas. Larson's income has been cut in half. He has no benefits. He also voted for President Bush in the last election. Not this time.
I've lost my savings. I've lost my 401k. We don't do anything extra. Basically, it's looking for jobs, looking for ways to save money, worried about whether or not I'm going to keep my home in another 6 months.
The battle for Wisconsin is already quite fierce. TV ads are impossible to avoid with all of the back and forth, charge and countercharge of a heated campaign. And the Bush campaign thinks that if it can break the Democrats' win streak here, that could be enough to secure the president's reelection. Ken Goldstein, who heads the Wisconsin Advertising Project in Madison, is tracking the campaign closely. He says Wisconsin is a place John Kerry can't afford to lose.
It's hard to see, as you put together an electoral college coalition of states, how a Democrat can win without winning Wisconsin. If they lose Wisconsin, it means they're going to have to win a state that's much more of a reach for them.
That would include Missouri or Ohio.
Bush, go home! Bush, go home!
Back in Appleton, a crowd of protesters has gathered near the Fox Cities Performing Arts Center, where President Bush is giving his economic speech. The demonstration is in a plaza named after the legendary magician Harry Houdini, who was raised in this town. It's appropriate, an organizer says, because the president has presided over the amazing disappearance of millions of American jobs. Tom Fanning is a retired schoolteacher.
America has been bushwhacked with the economy, with the war, with the environment, with education, with the schools.
Home source push! Home source push! Home source push!
As this scene plays out, employees and patrons at a manicure shop right across the street watch wide-eyed through the plate glass window. It's the kind of show they don't always get here in downtown Appleton. Customer Annette Hetrick says she made her appointment for 11 a.m. just so she could see the president.
Who can say? We saw the president drive by in his motorcade as we were getting a manicure.
But she says she's not impressed by the protesters or their signs.
I think it's highly disrespectful to the position of the president of the United States to do this when he's coming into our community. I believe he's done a wonderful job in the last 4 years.
I understand they're sending jobs overseas, but it's not President Bush's fault that Kimberly-Clark can make their diapers cheaper in Mexico than they can Is that really his fault?
The degree to which voters in Wisconsin decide that job losses are his fault could determine the outcome in this important state. Don Gagne, NPR News.